into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
This episode of Sex with Emily is brought to you by Screaming O. Make sex even more fun with the Screaming O collection of award-winning mini vibes, vibrating rings, and sexy accessories. These colorful sex toys come recommended by Women's Health, Maxim Magazine, and sexperts around the world. Try a vibe on your finger, your tongue, or even around his thing and see what all the buzz is about. Men, women, and couples love Screaming O. Millions of satisfied customers will tell you, no matter where you are, what you like, or who you're with, there's a Screaming O for that. Go to ScreamingO.com to check out all their fun products today. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to SexWithEmily.com where you can listen to all of our podcasts and sign up for the mailing list. Do it now because there's lots of exciting stuff happening, Sex with Emily, in the new year, and we want to be able to get in touch with you and tell you all the great stuff that is happening and that you can win from our website and get discounts and all that stuff in the new year because we want everyone to have great sex and relationships. That's what we're all about. This show is called How to Gift a Vibrator or a Sex Toy because it is the holidays. We want everyone to buy a sexy gift for your partner. I mean, yeah, she wants jewelry maybe or flowers, but who doesn't want something sexy? So I'm going to break down the hottest toys, the hottest products for you in this show. We'll also be reading your emails, which I love hearing from you, at feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, Sex with Emily, and I try to respond to everybody. And that's what's going on. Hey, Menace.
Hey, what's going on, Emily? It sounds
a lot going on.
It sounds a little echoey in your L.A. loft. Look at you, living
it
up.
I'm in a loft. I'm in a fancy loft. What can I say? I'm in L.A. for a few months, and I think I'm going to extend it a little bit.
Oh, really?
Well, I like it here.
Well, I've been hearing you on Loveline. You're doing a great job. That's awesome with Dr.
Drew.
Thank
you. Did you listen?
Yeah, you're awesome, and I think they should keep you on there. So hopefully.
Oh, my God, I love you, Menace. Yeah. Yes, I've been on Dr. Drew this whole week with, Loveline. It's awesome. Thank you for listening. I didn't think you'd be awake.
And
don't you go to bed at like 7?
Yeah, and what's so cool is we're on the same station in San Francisco. But just not
That's
on
so
together.
Cute.
Yeah.
Oh, Menace, I love us.
That's cool. So you're
I
doing
know,
big
it's
things.
Been very cool. And Dr. Drew is awesome. And we get so many calls. And it's, you know, fun. A lot of guys calling about different sex issues and all that stuff. So it's been awesome. And I'm on all week. Thanks for listening. I thought for sure you'd be sleeping, Menace. I'm like, there's no way Menace stays awake. Are you still waking up at 4 a.m.?
Well, yeah, but I'm able to listen to the recordings. I can play it back.
Oh, right.
I can play
it
back.
Glad you think I sound good.
Yeah. And do you know what's cool? You've been doing a lot of TV. Like, you're all over the place. You're big time.
I'm big time now. I know. It's weird that I even have time to talk to you because I'm so big time.
Oh, yeah.
But I've also been shooting this last week for Deepak Chopra, who's a spiritual leader in our community.
Uh-huh.
And I'm doing his YouTube channel. That'll come out in January, February. And just a lot of TV and television interviews. And it's been really fun because everyone wants to talk about sex.
That's awesome.
And specifically great toys for the holidays. So it's a good time to do it. This show is brought to you by Audible. Please visit audiblepodcast.com/Emily for your free audiobook download, which, by the way, I'm obsessed with Audible. Don't be mad, but I have been listening to 50 Shades of Grey. I'm on the second book. I read the first book, but the second and third book I own, but I just haven't been able to read them. So every day when I go running, walk my dog, like I listen to a book, I listen to the book on my iPhone, and it's friggin' awesome, Audible. So everyone should check that out and get a free book. So what else, Menace? What's up with you? I miss you terribly. My heart hurts.
Yeah, it sucks. I was supposed to hang out with you this past weekend in L.A., but I've been spending time at the doctor because, you know, I've talked about this on the show before where I've had kidney stone problems for about 8 years. And it just I had unbelievable pain. It was like the first time I ever had them. the pain was that equal. So I was like, all right, fine. I'm just going to go to the doctor and do all the tests that I need to do to see what I can do to make it not happen anymore.
And oh, my God. So did you get help? I felt so bad.
Yeah. Well, they gave me like a ton of shots and I got to do a bunch of tests and stuff like that. So hopefully we'll just get it worked out. And then I will be in Los Angeles as soon as possible. So
do you promise to come in January? There's all these fun, well, you won't want to go, but there's like all these fun, like X-Biz, like sex toy conference, sex related conferences. You won't want to come. Oh, my God. Come when they're not happening.
You sound like a kid in a candy store.
I'm so excited. I know. It's X-Biz. We're giving away awards. A lot of our sponsors have won awards. Screaming O and Jimmy Jane. They all won awards. They were all nominated for Best Toys of the Year and all that stuff. So it's going to be lots of fun. And there's just lots of people here doing cool stuff. I don't know what was taking me so long to move to LA. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not going to be back to San Francisco, but it's just nice to mix things up after a while.
Yeah. So how's the how's the dating and sex life?
Well, it's so funny because it's actually I've been asked out a lot. Both my neighbors on either side have asked me out, wow, which makes me feel very good. I said no because I think dating neighbors, that could be a whole show topic. You date your neighbor, it doesn't work out, and then you got to like avoid them. It's awkward when you're getting your mail and he's getting his mail. I just didn't want to deal, and I didn't find them very attractive. I wasn't attracted to them. Wow. They are attractive men.
I mean, you should've.
And then people
leave that part out, but go ahead.
People ask you out here every 5 minutes. I'm telling you, at the Whole Foods, it's like I can't go to a grocery store here without someone. Like the other day, I was at the store and this guy was like, I got these gluten-free crackers and he was waiting in line behind me. And he comes up to me and says, hey, gluten-free. And I was like, what? And he's like, I saw you bought gluten-free crackers. I'm like, yeah. He's like, so are you madly in love with anyone right now?
What?
That was his pickup line. And I said, yes, I am. I didn't mention that it was myself, but I said, yes, I'm madly in love. Thank you. And he just walked away. But seriously, guys got the lines here in LA.
What?
They got the pickup lines.
Then,
I know.
Then why are they saying that it's hard to date in LA?
So I have no idea.
What's the problem?
I've gotten asked out more in 3 days than I did in years, decades in San Francisco.
Maybe it's hard to have a relationship in LA, but it's not hard to, like, yes, you know.
I think guys are always like fishing and asking you out and they're like, I might as well ask this cute chick out, but maybe they don't want a relationship. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
I should do a study. I actually am finishing a lot of my schoolwork so I can get my doctorate in March, which is, as we know, been a long time coming. So that's what I'm doing over the holidays. What the hell are you doing?
I am staying here for the holidays until New Year's. And then remember I told you that I'm taking my 21-year-old sister, all her friends, and her boyfriend to Las Vegas. And just gonna let them party it up. I'm not gonna hang around them too long. You know, I'm just gonna let them party on their own and I'm gonna do my own thing. Actually, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, a band that you might know, are playing at the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas, and I'm gonna go to that show. So that's gonna
did
be
you
my
get
New
tickets?
Year's. Yeah, it's in like
oh my God,
super
so
sold out,
man.
Impossible. But I called in some favors and I got in, so it's gonna be fun.
How long are you gonna be there for?
Just a couple days.
In Vegas on New Year's, you couldn't pay me. I mean, it's got to be just insane. But you would love that.
Yeah, but I'm staying in a really close vicinity of everything that I'm going to, so I'm not gonna be like trying to go through the sea of people. I mean, I'll let my 21-year-old sister enjoy that and have fun with that.
Right. You're such a good brother. My brother is a good brother, too. He was out here visiting me a few weeks ago, and he did a lot of nice things for me.
God damn it.
It's good to be a good older brother.
I love your brother, and I want to hang out with him.
I know. He loves you, too. And he fell in love with my dog, unlike you. He's like, how's my niece? He keeps trying to FaceTime with her on the phone. Like, he loves her.
Well, I don't support that.
I know you don't. I don't understand your damage, man, with my dog. Just because she farted once on you doesn't mean it's like, oh, I hate your dog forever.
It was disgusting.
You have to give her another chance, Menace. Seriously.
I hate your dog.
So that's how I feel. I know. I'm sorry you hate my dog.
I'm happy that people are firing on you. Maybe you'll find the love of your life and we'll just call it a day.
I know. Exactly. I feel like there's a lot of opportunity here and everyone wants to fix me up.
And it's exciting. And, it's an exciting place.
And it's a cool place for you to hide out in LA because not a lot of people know you. So here in San Francisco, it's, you know, a really small city. Everyone knows everyone. So you dated half the guys in the city already, and the other half are already heard about you. So you got a bad rap. Now you can just start a new dating life.
Thanks, Menace. But let me be honest. The reason I moved was, yes, partially because I've dated everyone in the city. But number two, people recognize me here because people watch television in L.A.
What?
So people saw me on Misadvised, Bravo. Yeah. And so I'm telling you, the other day I was at this party. My brother and I stumbled into a party. We were in Venice Beach, and there was this party, in a store, a gallery. And we walked in, and these three women were, staring at me. And they came up to me, and they're like, oh, my God, I'm obsessed with you. Can we be friends? And they were asking me, a million questions about Misadvised, the show on Bravo. So I just feel like more people here are, television watchers.
I know. Well, welcome to the people that are, out there in the world. The people that you hung out. Remember, I've been complaining to you for years that the group of people that you surrounded yourself with in San Francisco are so oblivious to the mainstream world and what everybody else is watching and loving that you're not absorbing the masses,
I know. I feel inferior for my lack of television knowledge. I feel like I need to be able to converse more with people. And I do have a very nice flat screen TV here with all the channels. And it's on my list of things to do over the holidays when I'm not studying, which is not that. I don't know. I mean, are you running around? Do you have to buy everyone presents and all that?
Yeah.
Probably. Are you doing that? You're buying people presents?
No, I'm probably not going to be doing that. I mean, I have my sales team of people that sell me to everybody. I'm going to buy them a bunch of alcohol, and that's about it.
Menace, I bought you a big bottle of friggin' tequila when you were coming to visit me, and then you had to get all sick on me.
Oh, sorry that I had kidney stones, which is equal to giving birth in the pain level.
I understand that you're in pain, but it was just really bad timing for my schedule.
I'm sorry. Next time.
That's okay. Honey.
I'll make sure
next time you'll do it.
That I'm not going to the hospital. I'll make sure.
I appreciate it, honey. I really will. And what else I was going to tell you is that I went to this really cool concert. It was Katy Perry. It was basically in honor of, it was for this Painted Turtle charity. Mm-hmm. And you'll like this. It was for this charity for kids with cancer. They go to this camp and they had all these singers. It was Danny DeVito was one of the MCs and Katy Perry sang and John Legend. Yeah, you would have loved
That's
it.
That's my kind
so
of crowd.
So I went to that. I know. You would have been so happy. I could totally hook you up here. Yeah,
Danny DeVito is hilarious.
I've been doing fun things. What'd you say?
I said Danny DeVito is hilarious.
I know. He was very, very
and
funny.
And he loves
it's
music.
Been good times.
I see him at Coachella all the time, the Coachella Music Festival.
Do you?
Yeah, every year he's there. He's awesome.
That's so funny. I didn't even know that.
But anyways, let's get to sex.
Anyways.
What the hell's going on with the sex?
So with the sex world?
Yeah. What's new?
I don't know. I don't have sex in it with me, sexually. Yeah. Dry.
Well,
go
ahead.
What? I'm inventing a lubricant, as you know. It's coming out in March. That's all I can say to you people. I can't tell you anything else, but I'm testing lubes, and the problem is I have nobody to have sex with. So I'm having a lot of sex with myself. Masturbation, playing with the lubes, seeing which ones I like. I literally have 300 lubes spread out on the floor, and then I have my two lubes, and I'm testing them all. I'm like a little scientist here.
Yeah. What are you going to...
I feel like I'm a lube expert, but I want lube on every nightstand in America, if not the world. Because I think that lubricant, there shouldn't be such a stigma attached to it. It's because she's dry or there's a problem. I think that lube feels good when you're having sex. But besides that, I'm not having any sex.
Well, you just...
And I'm okay with that.
Well, you just spit on your penis and then that's enough lube right there, right?
What'd you say?
You just spit on your penis, and then that's enough lube, right?
No, 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 no. That is not enough lube. Lube feels good on a woman's clitoris. Lube feels good in other places. It's so funny because people, yeah, there is a stigma. People think that you need lube because there's a problem. I'm getting you some lube, damn it. And all of our people, there is a great – lube is a good stocking stuffer, I think. You can try like Slickwood. Slickwood's a good stocking stuffer. I'm gonna stuff your stocking, Menace.
Yeah, I am excited for you to come out with your own lube because you have pretty much been supporting and been an advocate of lube ever since I've known you.
Since the beginning of time. Yeah. I know. It's what I've always wanted.
You supported
I've
lube more than my own lube. More than sex toys, more than anything, more than, you know.
More than Astroglide.
More than ass to mouth. You're a big supporter of Ass to Mouth. And
oh, God, I'm not a supporter of Ass to Mouth. Menace, you always got to throw in the Ass to Mouth, don't you? Oh, my God. We've been receiving so many emails, though. No, Ass to Mouth. Didn't I get that wrong once or something? And you were like, oh, Ass to Mouth. But anyway, I wouldn't recommend Ass to Mouth. I'm not a big fan. But I did these interviews, like these man on the street interviews, Menace. It was hilarious. So I was doing this for the Chopra Well, which is the Deepak Chopra channel. And we did a bunch of man on the street or woman on the street, if you will, on Venice Beach. And we went up to these people and we were asking them questions. And I just left the Screaming O office, which is one of our sponsors. And Menace, you'll love this. They are known for their vibrating penis rings.
Yeah, your
and it's
favorite.
The official couple. It's official couples ring of the Sex with Emily show. So if you go to my website and click on Screaming O, orders over 40, you get free shipping, and they've got all these cool toys for couples, for individuals. Long story short, I was doing man on the street interviews, and I was just going up to people and saying, "So, have you ever used a sex toy? What's your favorite position? Where's the craziest place you had sex?" Just like a bunch of different questions. And so there's this one dude, this big dude, and he was like, I said, have you ever seen, so then at the end, I'd say, have you ever seen one of these? And I had him like a Screaming O vibrating ring. And he's like, let me see that thing. Yeah, I heard of it. It's a vibrating ring. It won't fit me. I'm like, yeah, well, it'll totally fit you. It's one size fits all. It stretches. It has a basically these rings have a little vibrator on the end. So when you're having sex with a woman, it can hit her clitoris. So anyway, he says, it won't fit me. Let me see it. And he opens it up, and he takes a big beer glass, like a big, thick, like one of those beer mugs, like for draft beers.
Yeah.
Like that they use in Germany with a mug.
Uh-huh.
And he opens it, and he wraps it around the bottom of the beer mug. And he's like, nope, won't fit. Like, and it totally fit on the beer mug, but he was trying to show how big his penis was. It was friggin' hilarious.
Right, like his penis is that big. Come on.
Yeah, which I don't think it is. It probably isn't. But people are funny here. I think it's funny because when we were filming Misadvised in San Francisco, it's like nobody wants to be on camera. But here, everybody wants to be on camera, yeah. Or so it seems.
Well,
yeah,
you've been on camera. There's all these videos of you on the Jeff Probst show. On the Jeff Probst website that are pretty good. You behind the scenes answering questions. I like that. Those are good.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta.
They're like 2-minute questions.
Yeah. Those videos, they're up on your website, right? SexWithEmily.com.
Yes, SexWithEmily.com under videos. But I should promote those more, huh?
You should, totally. You know me.
Promote Jeff Probst videos. I'm writing it down. Yeah. I know you what?
You know me. I'm always here to guide. How's the...
I know.
How's having,
what would I do without you?
How's having not the team of interns in Los Angeles? Because
it's really hard.
Yeah, you had, I don't know, you had a team of like, what, 8-10 people? And now you're...
Yes, I had 10 people.
And now it's going back to the roots of you just starting a podcast in your house.
This is how it used to be, just doing it in my house. This is how it used to be back in the day, Menace. But I still talk to them. Mm-hmm. We have phone calls every morning. But I don't have my bevy of interns. But if anyone is in the Los Angeles area, it actually doesn't matter where the hell you are. Because you can help us with our website and help us with the Sex with Emily show. If you're interested in being an intern, email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. And we are looking for interns. We're looking for people to write, to contribute, shoot videos, all that fun stuff. I posted on Craigslist in LA, and usually I get like a million responses in San Francisco, but here it's like, not as many, but I think it's also the holidays, so I'm waiting to hear back.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And I don't list that it's Sex with Emily when I'm posting on Craigslist,
yeah,
for the record.
And if you're posting, I don't know, sex stuff on Craigslist in Los Angeles, a lot of people might think it's porn. But whatever, you get some porn people.
But I didn't say sex is lovely. How's your sex life going, Menace? Speaking of sex lives.
How's my sex life going?
Sex lives.
I guess I have sex when I want to. And that's about it. I just haven't been feeling well and been feeling tired.
I wish I could take care of you.
But check this out. How exciting is this? For people that don't know, I do terrestrial radio music show, and I got a new sponsor, and they hired me a personal trainer, so I'll be working out in the first of the year. Yeah, at a private facility. It's like super awesome, and I've signed a contract that I have to do this, and I mean there's a lot of money involved, so I will be working out.
Are you
every
like
day.
Jessica Simpson?
Do I like Jessica Simpson? Do I think she's hot?
No, is it like Jessica Simpson? Because like you have to lose like 100 pounds or something. Not that you need to lose 100 pounds, but then they pay you $1 million.
Well, there's already a bunch of money given to my radio station. There's money that's gonna be given to me, so it has to be done. It's not like I can just drop the ball.
Of you.
Yeah, so I'm.
How many days a week?
We're probably gonna start with three days a week, but maybe.
Okay. Wow, that's intense, Menace.
Yeah.
From 0 to 3.
Yeah. It's crazy. So when I was going to the doctor, to run all these tests for my kidney stone stuff, they asked me, so how many days a week do you work out? I was like, this is the best question. And I tweeted it the other night. It said, how many times in a year have you had more than 5 drinks at one time?
Oh my God, I saw that tweet.
I was like, I don't know how to, I mean, how many weekends are there in a year? I mean, I don't do it every weekend.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes, you do. I said you should just tell them how many times you haven't had drinks 5 times in a row, and then that would be an easier way for you to count. You're like, there was that one weekend I had kidney stones, I didn't drink, and there was that other weekend I was tied up or something. Because otherwise, I'd say you probably have 5 drinks every weekend.
No.
And since there's 52 weeks in a year,
I swear to God, I probably drink every 2.5-3 weeks. I don't drink every weekend. And just when I do, I just try to make up for all the other weekends I didn't drink.
Right. Yeah, you got to make up for it. Oh, God, Menace. I wish you came here, but you got to come.
How many times have you think that you've had more than 5 drinks in one
sitting?
Never.
In my life, I've never had more than 3 drinks in my life.
Wait, also have you...
I get...
Yeah, also having you claim that you never thrown up from drinking, too?
Never thrown up from drinking in my entire life.
What? I've barfed dumpsters.
I can't drink. I'm telling you, when I drink, I get sick. Like, I physically cannot stomach more than, like... 2 drinks, but I wish that I could. It's not very popular. People are like, drink another one, and I'm like, I'm not into it. I don't want to drink more. So I'm not a big drinker. But the holidays, like holiday parties and stuff, which I haven't really been going to. But we are going to go to the Playboy Mansion. I've got a direct contact for you that I just made. That's even better than my other contact. So just let me know when you want to go. And I know that you might not want me there. You want to go with your guy friend, but we're going to take you to the Playboy Mansion.
Okay. I will set up a time. Remember again, I just want to do a tour of the place. All right.
I get what you want.
Okay.
So the holidays, today's show, like I said, we're going to how to gift something sexy is what we're talking about.
Okay.
And I just have to mention Good Vibes. They've got an amazing selection of sex toys, sex products. And in fact, this week, my staff had the privilege to interview the head buyer of Good Vibes. She's been there for 10 years. Her name's Coyote. I friggin' love this woman. I see her at all the sex toy shows. So go to my website, check out the blog. It's all of her recommendations. But if you click on the Good Vibrations banner, you get free shipping on orders over $75 and a lickable oil if you place an order. So how's that?
A lickable
oil. You get a lickable oil that you can put on your partner and lick right off them. Lickable oil. Who doesn't want lickable oil? But we're going to get into some good gifts, how to gift it, how to do it in a second. But before we get into emails, which we're going to do in a minute, we're not doing sex in the news right now because I'm too excited to do this other stuff. Okay. But before we get into emails, I do want to thank our sponsor, Audible. If you're not familiar with Audible, it's the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. They have over 40,000 titles to choose from. Go to audiblepodcast.com/Emily. Get a free audio download when you sign up for the service. And if you're wondering which book to get with that free audio download, whatever book you've been wanting to read and you have, this is what I did, Menace. I've got like, I probably came down here with like 20 books, and these are the same goddamn 20 books that I've been trying to read forever. And since I'm always running or walking my dog, I just downloaded them all, like I said, onto my phone and I listened to them. And I feel like, I mean, maybe I'm not reading, but I'm listening. Same thing, getting the same gist. It's my new favorite thing is like, I get excited to get in the car to listen to my books. I'm just saying, you should do that too. I know you don't like to read.
No, I would love it. I would love it. I think I should definitely get on top of it.
I think you should do it.
All I do is sit in an office all day, so I could listen to it. It'd be great.
I know. I think you should. And we also, I was going to say, we've been having a 12 days of pleasure contest where we've been giving away stuff. So there's still time before Christmas. Go to follow me on Twitter, Sex with Emily, and you might win something because every day we're giving away like killer prizes to everybody. So let's get into the emails.
Oh, wait,
here.
Hold on one second. You're going to totally hate me.
Okay,
I'll share something with you.
Uh-oh.
As long as you don't get overboard about it and try to know everything.
Okay, like
detail.
I can't screech. I can't. Okay, go ahead.
You're going to hate me, but guess what I bought the girl that I'm dating for?
What?
Yes. Just guess.
Okay, you okay, know, guess. You bought her.
You know me, and you know me that I'm really into women's things. I know labels and brands and everything very well because I grew up with my mom. Take a guess.
Okay. You brought her Agent Provocateur lingerie.
No. You know I don't like that crap.
I know, but that's why you said brands. Did you buy her a sex toy?
No. Do you know me at
Did
all?
Did you buy her?
Have you known me?
I do know you, but you're saying I'm surprised you bought her friggin'
I've just bought her a Christmas gift. Don't think like, you know, you
okay,
know
so
me.
Okay, so forget the sex stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, you bought her a Louis Vuitton bag.
Not a Louis Vuitton bag, but you're close. It sounds
Gucci.
No. It sounds a little about Louis Vuitton.
Coach bag?
No.
What the hell? Louis Vuitton.
It's not Louis.
Christian Louboutins?
Yes.
Did you get a Christian? No,
yeah.
You didn't.
I swear to God. Don't hate me.
You bought her a pair of Christian Louboutins.
Yeah.
What the hell did you buy me?
Didn't you already got a pair of Christian Louboutins?
Yes, but I can't have two pairs of Christian Louboutins?
Oh.
Oh, my God. What do they look like? These are these super fancy shoes that are like $1,000. What do they look like?
They're the ones with the extra high heel or on the bottom. I don't know.
They all have high heel, and they have red on the bottom, but what color are the shoes?
The shoes are black. Just, you know, some black ones. But they're ones with the extra high heel on the in the front, you know, where they have like a higher
It's a platform
yeah that
holy moly Menace, why I'm dating the wrong people, which is actually nobody. But I mean, I want a pair of Christian Louboutins, a new pair.
Yeah,
I want the ones that are nude.
See, what happens is, I don't know, see, you gotta today, I don't know. I don't want to be mean. You're gonna take it the wrong way. All right.
Not really. What?
Okay. So the girl that I date cooks for me, cleans for me, does pretty much everything for me. So of course, how can I pay her back? I'll get her something really nice. You know, you're just not into the cooking and the cleaning, all that kind of stuff. So you're gonna have to find a special guy, some guy that's probably just ridiculously rich just to buy you Christian Louboutins.
But I'm into the penis. I deliver in that area.
Yeah.
I'm really good fan. I'm a big fan of the penis, and so I do things that are very special.
So, you can deliver in that way. I'm just saying it's going to take a certain type of guy that probably has, a big hedge fund or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, really, really big hedge fund. The biggest hedge fund around.
For real.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Menace, that's a sweet gift. What are you guys going to do for Christmas? Are you going to do stuff together?
No.
No. That's too much. You're going to be like, here's the gift. Here's the toys.
Be happy and...
Oh, Menace, that is the best present ever. You rock my world. Okay, well, let's get into a little bit of emails. They've been piling up because we haven't been able to do a show in a little bit.
I know. I've been getting tweets and all kind of Facebook messages and people hitting me up on Instagram like, what the heck is going on? And I told them we'll be doing shows. And it's totally my fault. I got sick. I apologize.
It is Manus's fault because he's supposed to come to LA, but whatever.
Yeah.
But we love hearing from you. Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. We'll answer all your sex and relationship questions and we will change your life. How's that? Okay. Dear Emily, I was finally listening to the September 20th episode of Sex with Emily when I heard you mention online dating and specifically Plenty of Fish. That's a website. POF is very popular here in Canada, and I decided to give it a try after ending an 8-year relationship. I'd been with my previous partner since college, and I was not sure how to get myself out there. I had some amazing dates and some bad, like with most sites. But about 2 months into the process, I get a message from an old friend from high school. Not just any old friend, but the guy I had a massive crush on but never had the guts to ask out. We set up drinks with no real expectations. Little did I know that he actually felt the same way about me, and in the 10 years between high school and now, he had actually tried to contact me. I'm happy to say I'm now 5 months away from my wedding to this amazing guy. Without a date site, I would never have seen him again. My best advice is to get out there and go on a few dates, take the good with the bad, and enjoy every moment. I can still laugh at some of the things the bad guys did on the dates, and then I think about how amazing my first date with my soon-to-be husband was. Thanks, Mel from Ottawa, Canada. That is amazing. So she basically heard us recommend Plenty of Fish, which is an online dating site. She dated for a while. And here's the thing about online dating. People love it and hate it. I think it's like a mixed bag. Like they like love to hate it or hate to love it. But because it's hard. It's like a necessary evil sometimes if you want to date. But here she did. She persevered. She had some not so great dates, some good dates. And then her high school crush shows up on Plenty of Fish and now they're getting married.
Wow.
We should send her a present. What should we send her? A little wedding gift. She's in Canada. I think that's really friggin' cool. I mean, the crush that she had a crush on 10 years later finds out that he had a crush on her. This all goes to show that all you people pining away for someone right now, I don't care if you're at high school, if it's someone in the office or someone that you see on the bus every morning, just go up and talk to that person. Say hello. Stop keeping all this stuff inside. They waited 10 years. Now, granted, maybe the 10 years, they wouldn't have worked out and now they're in the right place. But still, talk to someone. Just start saying hello. Right, Menace?
Totally. Because you don't want to get in the friend zone. Believe me, I've been there.
No.
It's terrible. It's the worst feeling in the world. Oh.
You live there.
Real quick. What was I going to bring up right now? I was just letting you finish talk. Damn it. All right. We'll get back.
I got it. I knew it.
We were talking about online stuff. Have you watched a TV show Catfish yet? Please tell me you're watching it. Watch it on demand.
Catfish?
Yeah, Catfish on MTV. It's all about people that meet online, but they never actually meet in person. And people have like relationships online for up to 10 years without even meeting. So this whole show is about bringing these people together. And
that's my biggest pet peeve. What a waste of time.
Well, and then you find out a lot of people are not who they say they are and all this kinds of stuff. But there was actually a really good story last night about this person was on a site and they misrepresented themselves and, you know, found somebody and then got into this relationship. And then they found out that the other person that they got in the relationship with was misrepresenting themselves also. So then they revealed their true selves and, you know, what they look like and who they are. And they still say, oh, my God, I'm in love with this person. And then they're looking to move in with each other.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Let me tell you something.
No,
people.
You gotta watch if it though. It's so good.
Okay. It's good. Why 10 years? Why not meet the person? What are you guys hiding in between? Hiding behind?
Yeah.
What's the point in having a 10-year relationship with someone where you never meet them? I think that, and people actually, I just got asked by this question by Cosmo Magazine. They were saying, how soon do you think that you should see somebody after you start dating them, after you start contacting them via online? And I said, you should do as soon as possible because people misrepresent themselves. They're an amazing writer. They say all the right things. They woo you, but they never meet you. So you don't even know who they are and you're wasting your time.
Yeah, I think.
But you want me to watch this show?
Yeah, I really want you to watch the show. People are obsessed with it. America's obsessed with it right now. And it's, I think a lot of it is just about people that are insecure with themselves and they're afraid to meet the other person. And so they build up this whole thing online to make themselves look better, which they think they're making themselves look better. And then when they finally meet the person, it's you got to see what happens. It's crazy.
Sparks fly. What's it called?
Catfish. And it's actually based off a documentary of this where they followed this guy around who fell in love with this girl online and it ended up being some crazy girl who made a fake profile online.
Oh, people. Just make a real profile.
Yeah, but
be a real person.
But yeah, also, but check this out. Also, people that watch it think, oh my God, these people are so stupid. How could they fall for it? You know, there's, you know, Skyping and all this stuff. When you're in love, when you think you're in love with somebody, you make all these dumb decisions, you know, and you just try to look past all these signs that this is not real, you know?
Right, because you're delusional and you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
I mean, why not just meet the person? I don't understand,
well,
but I get
because,
it. Okay,
because you're in love. You explained this many times where when somebody's in love, right, scientists have it looks like the same things get released in your brain that when you're on drugs, you know?
Yeah, it's true. It's like dopamine and all those chemicals are raging in your brain, but you don't know this person. And therefore, you're spending a lot of time texting and writing and whatever with someone you don't know. Okay, yeah. But whatever. I'll watch the TV show eventually.
I'm telling you.
I promise.
I'm telling you. A lot of America is watching this, so you should be watching it. And
okay.
Our listeners should
be watching
it.
Menace, I should be doing a lot of things that I don't do, okay?
All right.
I mean,
I don't
want to
get an argument.
Let's cheers to that, all the things I should be doing that I'm not.
Okay,
next email.
Yes.
From the people. Dear Emily, I've been agonizing over this question for some time now, but I feel I need to give a little background. Over the last 18 months, I finally was able to get the nerve to kick my husband out and go through a divorce. During the early stages of this, I met a man and was generally open about where my relationship was at. He had obviously had some sort of relationship trauma because he was extremely cautious and wanted to take things slowly. I have been with this guy for just over a year now, and things have been going rather well. He frequently talks about us as a long-term kind of thing. Now, here's my issue. I really care about this guy and want to tell him I love you. Now I feel like it's past due and feel weird about being an initiator. He always calls me my love and talks about our future, but he's yet to say, I love you. I don't think at this point I'm going to scare him off, but what gives? I don't know if he's waiting for me to say it or if he has some issues of his own. What do you think? Thanks, Sandy. Okay, Sandy, the I love you is a very interesting question because it seems like in all relationships, it's sort of this milestone, right, that you go through. There's like the three-month mark that you're together with someone. There's the meeting the parents. There's the, you know, first event you go to, the work event. And then there's the I saying I love you. And I think, you know, after a year together, and it seems like you probably should have heard those words now. And I don't know that you should bring it up first. I mean, if you're really feeling it and it's burning in your heart and your loins and you just want him to know that I love you and you trust this guy, I mean, I don't think you're going to freak him out. It sounds like he calls you my love. But I don't know. I like when the guy initiates it and says I love you first. That's just me. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. But what do you think, Menace? I mean, I think she should say it if she feels it. And if he doesn't reciprocate, well, then you've got some answers there. So in a way, this could be really telling for you. If you say I love you and he says, that's nice, dear, pass the salt, then we're in trouble.
Yeah, I think Sandy should just go ahead and do it. But I need to call her out on some shadiness right now.
Okay.
It came out in the beginning of this email. how she wanted just to divorce somebody and move on with this guy, correct? Yes or no?
Correct.
All right.
She wanted to divorce somebody, and then she met this guy, Menace.
Oh, yeah, right. She already knew.
Oh, you think she was having an affair?
No, I'm not saying that she was having an affair, but she saw the grass might have been greener, so she didn't want to work it out with her husband. That happens all the time. And then now
it does happen all the time.
It happens all the time when you're in a bad situation, when you're married and you're just like, ah, F it. I don't want to work it out. I see this person that looks awesome. I'm just going to run off with them. And then it doesn't work out. And then you try to either run back to the person you broke up with or you're miserable. So you got to make you got to make sure the grass is greener for sure. You got to make sure that person does love you before you'd run off and break off your relationship. But also, that might not even be this situation. So, I think she should definitely see if this person, I mean, feels the same way. If not, then you know what, just break it off and move on, because you've already been in a relationship and married. There's no more time to waste. You know, there's no more time to waste.
No, it's true. We're not spring chickens anymore. Yeah. And if you want to know, I wouldn't hold it back just for principle. You've been together a year. He calls you my love. You should do it. Mm-hmm. But I think that's a good point. I think people tend to move on from one relationship to the next because they think the grass is greener. They think it's going to get better. But and sometimes it does, and sometimes it really does. But that shouldn't be the reason that you break up. So you should still try to make the relationship work. And then if it doesn't work, you can move on. But it doesn't sound like she was dating him before, Menace. So all your sinister views are off base right now.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Okay, next email from the people. Emily, today on Dr. Oz, they tackled the issue of vaginal farts.
Oh,
God. He said they are caused from having a looser vagina from childbirth. They didn't call them Kegel exercises, but they basically said that bearing down and squeezing would help with that problem. Just another reason for people to get your iPhone app. Signed, Fawn. That is true. I don't know that it's looser. I think that queefing, as we call the female fart, happens when there's more air in the vagina going in and out. If you're having sex, then it makes that noise. But Kegel exercises can tighten up your vaginal wall, can tighten up your pelvic floor muscles, and help you have stronger orgasms. Men can do them too. Women can do them. Download my iPhone app, Kegel Camp, right now in the iTunes store. It will remind you, it walks you through how to do them. It's 5 minutes a day, and your vagina will not be queefing, nor will it be all slippery and not able to grasp onto a penis. It'll make it tighter, and for men, it helps men with like premature ejaculation, helps men stay harder longer, does a lot of things. I'm just saying.
Well,
how's that?
You're always forgetting your selling point on your app, too.
Oh, it's my voice. That's true. if people like my voice, I say, okay, ready, begin, tense, relax, tense, relax. And basically, that's what I walk you through, tensing and relaxing your PC muscles, which is the pee-stopping muscles when you have to urinate, and then you're like, oh, no, there's no bathroom, and then you stop your pee. Those are the muscles that you exercise for 5 minutes a day. It's like going to the gym. Menace, you know how you're starting to work out? You should work in the Kegel exercises.
I will try.
I'm just saying.
I will try.
Thank you very much. Okay. Next email. All right. Hanley, I just started seeing this guy 3 weeks ago. I'm 22. I've only slept with one other guy in my life. I haven't had sex with this guy yet, but was wondering, how long is normal to wait? I don't want to be a one-night stand, but I don't want to be a prude either. Signed, Janie. Okay, Janie, I just got asked this question, too, by another magazine. They were saying, how long should people wait for sex? And this is my theory on this. I think that the sex on the first date happens to people all the time. Menace, you've done it. I've done it. But typically, I think the longer that you can wait to have sex, the better. Because once you have sex with somebody, then it's all about the sex. And then you get attached to the sex, you get into the sex, and then you don't see the person for who they truly are. You This is, I believe the reason why they say love is blind is because we get attached to people from having sex with them, the dopamine, the cuddle hormone, the oxytocin, all this stuff. And then you just see the sex. You're like, I had sex with him. I gave him my virginity, or I gave him my myself. And so I really like him. So the longer you can get to know the person, get to know who they are, what they're all about, and then have sex with them. So it sounds like you've waited 3 weeks. I'd try to wait as long as you can. And if he starts pressuring you, I think that's BS. I think any guy that pressures a woman to having sex should be shown the door.
Totally. And
yeah, right, Menace?
Yeah, yeah, of course. And I don't know. I think women are smarter these days. They don't fall for that kind of
you
stuff.
Do?
There's been a lot of promotional material out there to fight against this, you know?
Right.
Yeah or no? Do you think a lot of women fall into the pressure or no? Like, as they
do I think that women are falling through the pressure?
I think they're a lot smarter and stronger nowadays than, you know, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. I think so. I just think that women feel pressure, but they should just power through, because first of all, the guy's going to want you. He's going to want you. It's going to build anticipation. Let me tell you, the hottest sex is sex that is anticipate that you've been waiting. It's the anticipation. It's the teasing. It's the unknown. It's the excitement. All that stuff goes away. Once you have sex, you've had sex, and it's there, and you've done it, and he's been inside your vagina and the whole thing. But the longer you wait, the better I think it is. So you're doing fine. You've only had sex with one other person, and there's no reason for you to rush into it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. And we agree.
I agree.
Hurrah. Okay, I love when you agree. Okay, let's move into the show topic. Because that is very exciting, because it's Christmas. We got to get this show out ASAP, because people are buying their holiday gifts. And I think with the holidays, what better gift to give than a vibrator? You can use it with your lover, and he or she can use it with you, think of you when you're not around. So they come in all sizes. They're easy to pack. Just remember, have batteries on hand, although lots of them. I got this really cool one, Menace, that plugs into my computer as a USB or whatever. And you don't even need batteries anymore. And they're all waterproof. And some quick history on the vibrators. Surprise the object of your gift giving with a history lesson. So first of all, vibrators were created to cure female hysteria, which was basically a man-made illness assigned to bored, sexually unsatisfied housewives in the Victorian era. And their crotchety old husbands failed to recognize their clitoris, which many people don't even recognize the clitoris now. And then a young, attractive doctor found every woman's clitoris in London with electrifying power. So basically, these women would line up outside his house because it would relieve them of tension and anxiety and all these signs they said were coming from them not having an orgasm. So these doctors were using their hands to get these women off. And once a while, their hands started to hurt. So that's when the first vibrators were invented. So that's a little history lesson today. Okay, there's a variety of vibrators to choose from. So the best thing about the latest crop, and there's been some really, again, check out my website, Coyote, who's the buyer for Good Vibes. We just wrote a blog on this. She wrote about the latest and the hottest toys this season. The best things about this latest crop is that many come in waterproof, rechargeable models, so you don't even need the goddamn batteries. You get a free range to use them when you're in the tub, the shower, or for that impromptu romp with your guy. So here's some things that I'm in love with this year, and they make great stocking stuffers or great gifts. So, Screaming O's vibrating rings. Like I talked about earlier, as if sex wasn't fun enough, these rings turn your man into a human vibrator. And what woman doesn't want that? His penis is vibrating inside you. The vibrations feel good to him. It has an attached vibrating pleasure knob that hits the woman in all the right spaces. It's a win-win for couples. And now you can get buzzed together. Get it? So you can go to screamingo.com on my website, Sex with Emily, and just click on that and buy them there. There's special discounts and all that stuff if you buy from us. Okay, my next favorite toy, which I think is like a luxury gift, and this is if you want to buy a really special, sexy something. Most women need clitoral stimulation during intercourse. There are many vibrators today that fit nicely and discreetly in the palm of his or her hand. So it's not like you're bringing out this big vibrator that looks very phallic. It's the Jimmy Jane Form 3. It looks like it fits in your hand. It's rechargeable, waterproof, and adorable. It's sitting right on my counter right now. I'm staring at it. It's like in the kitchen, plugged in, which might not be so sanitary, but I did watch it. I did wash it. So he can control the pressure. The vibrator acts as a touch bed, so you can feel his finger doing the work as it moves around the tongue-shaped toy. So you know I love anything Jimmy Jane. I love their massage candles. I love their Form 3. The other thing, the WeVibe. The WeVibe is the most popular couple vibrator out there. She can wear it during intercourse when he is inside of her. So it curves like a C, so it goes inside of her, and it hits her G-spot, but it also hits her clitoris, and then he can go inside her. So it's the easiest threesome you'll ever have. You can get it at Good Vibrations. So go to goodvibes.com and you get free shipping on orders over $75 and a lickable oil, which sounds delicious. Okay, larger vibrators such as the Thrusting Orgasm found at Sinclair Institute are good if you want some fancier with 8 independent speeds of vibrations and thrusting actions. So Sinclair Institute DVDs also, we talk about them all the time, they are great because you might have thought that you learned something from watching porn, from all the hours that you log watching porn. And I think that porn serves an important part in our culture. I think it's nothing wrong if you watch porn every day, nothing wrong if you masturbate, nothing wrong if you release. However, my problem with porn is that it is not the best way to learn techniques. Sinclair Institute makes these DVDs, and I'm not just saying this, I've learned so much just from watching them, and I thought I knew everything. You can pick out, like, their sexplorations DVDs, a million other DVDs, how to perform oral sex, like very, very specific things. So people are naked and they're having sex on screen, but they're on the camera, on the DVD, but they're teaching you the right moves. Oh, here's another funny thing. When I was in the street the other day, I was interviewing, when I was doing my man on the street interviews, I was interviewing these guys. Oh, first of all, if you want to buy a Sinclair Institute DVD, you use coupon code Emily50. And you get 50% off any item. Okay, so this dude, Menace, I was asking him, I was like, so what have you learned from porn? And he said, you know what? I don't think I learned anything from porn, but one time I watched a 45-minute DVD about cunnilingus. And he said, I realized I was performing oral sex wrong all these years. And just by watching a DVD, he's like, I get every woman off now. And I was like, well, what the hell did you learn? Like, what were you doing wrong? And he's like, I was biting. I was this and that. He's like, now I learned that you need to suck on the clitoris. You need to move your tongue around, that you need to vary pressure. I mean, he knew all this stuff because this dude, who I love, sat down and watched a DVD about how to perform oral sex, which I think every guy should be required watching for every man on the planet.
Your favorite thing in the world.
It is my favorite thing in the world. I mean, why? So oral sex is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, Menace. It really is. Okay, so some other favorite sex toys out there that are newly available this year. These are some of the hot toys. For men, and these are all from Good Vibrations, there's the leather cock ring, a quickie sleeve, and the new Vespankin toy, which offers a totally unique experience. I don't know what that means. I don't know what it is. For gay people, there's the new wave dildo, the Riley dildo, the lube shooter, and the Triton glass plug. These are all on my website under the blog post about Coyote. And then for couples, if you're in a couple, the WeVibe 3, the Please Cream Lubricant, and the Pleasurette. These are all the new and latest toys this year for the peeps that you should get your partner ASAP. Because here's the thing. You can buy them Christian Louboutin shoes. You can buy her that dress she wants. But, I mean, why not make the holidays sexy anyway and have a new toy that you can bust out and play with your partner? Because only 70% of women... 70% of women need extra clitoral stimulation during sex, and they're not going to get it just from your penis alone or your hands. So you might need a toy, and that's how we roll. That's what we're saying. And then, oh, here's another fun thing I have to tell you.
All right.
So, all right. So that's what we got for our topic, but
I just let you go off because you embrace these topics and support them so strong.
I love the sex toys.
You love the sex toys, oh my God, and you love the going of the down on the female.
The going of the down on the female. Well, don't men love the going of the down on the penis?
Yeah, they do. They do.
And Menace, you've talked about women who did not do a good job.
Yeah, and they just, you know, they're just not that great at it. I mean, they don't support it enough. I mean, they don't suck on it hard enough. But, you know, you don't want to be a total vacuum, but you just don't want to, like, have the penis just lay in your mouth, you know?
No. Well, who just has it lay there? What's your biggest tip for women on how to perform better oral sex?
My best and biggest tip is to just be a little more aggressive on it, but not too hard, you know?
Don't lick it too softly.
Just don't be soft. Like, guys don't want to be soft. They do see all this stuff in porn, and that's what they kind of expect, is a little bit of a rough ride, you know?
Yeah, I totally get it. They could also watch a DVD about it. But here's the thing. And do you find that most women, Menace, in your vast experience of having women suck on your penis, would you say, and I'm just curious, that the majority spit or swallow?
I would say 80% swallow.
Oh, that's good. Do you like that? Do you prefer that?
I don't care. Honestly,
you don't care. As long as I came off, as long as I got off and my penis is in your mouth, I'm psyched.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, there's really a lot of women. You'll love this. So, you know, Your Mask, our sponsor, Your Mask, MASQUE.
Yeah.
So those guys were in town last week. So I met Michael from Your Mask. We had a breakfast meeting at 11 a.m. that went to 4 p.m. We were drinking all day and it was awesome. I know. And mask strips are these, if you're with a woman who won't perform oral sex on you, which is an epidemic in our culture, there's that whole like, well, once we get married, you know, once I get married, women don't perform oral sex, or I only get it on my birthday. It's because women don't like the taste of semen. So these friggin' strips that come in mango, strawberry, watermelon, and chocolate, I've memorized that because I have them. I love them. It masks the taste of semen, so you put it on your tongue. When you're performing oral sex, the tingling sensation feels good to the guy, and you cannot taste semen. So if I was giving oral sex to Menace, I would think he tasted like a chocolate milkshake. It's kind of cool. But I met the owners, founders, and we had a blast in L.A. I love the drinking meetings. I don't do enough of those.
Wow.
The meetings where you drink, yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you do that all the time, but I don't.
It does get expensive in LA too, because everyone always wants to meet at lunch. They want to meet for lunch, dinner. You know, they don't really meet in offices, and so it gets kind of costly. My friend that just moved to LA, she's saying, "Oh, I gotta pack my lunches and save my money for when I have to do meetings, because it's always at a restaurant."
No, well, that's true. I've had so many lunch meetings here.
Well, also you're a woman, so you either get, you know, more free lunches than a guy would get.
I get wine and dine.
Yeah, lucky. Well, this is.
Well, that's good. What?
No, no. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, we're good. I think we're good. I think this is an awesome show. I needed to get the show out because I want people to know what to buy for the holidays and what to do and what's going on with us. We're going to have more shows coming, more new shows, and in the new year especially. And I just love all my listeners, and I'm so grateful for everybody for listening to the show. Tell your friends to listen if you love Sex with Emily. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. You can follow Menace. He's Menace on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes.
And Facebook. And anything else, Menace, that you'd like to part with?
No, that's it. And keep on doing Loveline shows, because I love it.
I am. I'm going to be on Loveline the 17th to the 20th of December. So whenever this comes out, you'll have heard me then. If not, I will be back on Loveline in the new year. It is a total thrill. Dr. Drew is such a sweetheart.
Oh, yeah. Did you tell him how much I loved him? Probably not.
No, I didn't, because I think he knows everyone loves him.
Wow.
He's cool, but Menace, you'll appreciate this. On my first night on Loveline, which was a few weeks ago, Dr. Drew wasn't in the studio.
Yeah.
You'll totally appreciate this. And it was my very first night, and I think I did an awesome job. He was calling in from New York.
Yeah.
And the one comment the producer made to me is like, Emily, you can't cut off Dr. Drew.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, I didn't mean to.
What?
I didn't mean to.
Yeah, you can't. He's the...
Well, I didn't. I never did it again.
He's the iconic... he's the host of the show. I mean, I cut you off because we're friends, but, you know...
We're friends.
That's a... if I was in a more professional situation like you would... I would never cut you off. If we weren't friends...
Well, it wasn't on purpose.
If we weren't friends... And this is the Sex with Emily show, and we were more professional, I would never cut you off. But, you know.
Well, I think we should make it more professional.
Yeah. Oh, really?
In the new year, Menace, you only speak when spoken to.
After you cry and whine about how I cut you off, I've gotten better at it, at not cutting you off.
You have gotten better. I think you and I, after 8 years, have a great synergy. I love us.
Okay. I love you too.
And everyone loves us. I love you, Menace. Happy holidays.
All right. Oh, and listen to the show on Stitcher. We always got to give love to Stitcher. So Stitcher, if you don't know what Stitcher is. Yeah, if you don't know what Stitcher is, it's an app that you can stream podcasts or radio shows that you love on demand, and it's totally free. You can use it on your tablet, you can use it on your smartphone, your iPhone, your Android. They even have it available in your car. They also have a web app. And all you do is type in sex or sex with Emily, and you don't even have to download the MP3. You can just start streaming the show right away. That's pretty awesome.
Which makes so much sense because when I drove to LA a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. I listened to Stitcher the entire way because I realized, like, on my phone, Stitcher app, search for any single podcast that you ever want to listen to, and they come up. And it's like, you don't have to take up space on your computer or your iPhone. It just streams it. It's friggin' brilliant.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And you should also check out my book. It's a great gift for the holidays, Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. You can find it on iTunes. I've also got a new app called Sex Drive, Emily's Sex Drive, and it will help you improve your sex life. So download it today. And that's what I got for you, everyone. Happy holidays, and thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Thanks for tuning in to Sex with Emily. One of the reasons you're able to listen to us for free is because of the incredible people at Good Vibrations. Good Vibrations is a sex-positive company based in San Francisco with an amazing website. I got my very first vibrator from Good Vibrations, so I hold a soft spot in my heart for them. They have a huge online store at goodvibes.com. You can find literally anything on there, from toys to DVDs to games. Just click on the Good Vibrations banner at sexwithemily.com and enter GVShipEmily for free shipping. So check it out. You help yourself, and you help keep Sex with Emily free, just like it should be. Thanks for listening. I promise your sex life will improve.